Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, memory of Ram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yavamas, Daf Lamed Beis, the third parak, Arba Achim. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one is Tanna Braisa Ba'aleha, if the Yavam had relations with the Yavama while his own wife, who was her sister, was still alive, Chai Valeh Mishum Eishas Ach, Mishum Achos Isha Diva Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that he's Chai for violating the Isser of her brother's wife and a wife's sister. Rabbi Shimon says, Eino chai v'al mishum eishas ach b'avad. He's only chai for violating the iser of a brother's wife. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon holds, Ein iser kal al iser. One iser does not take effect upon another iser. The Gemara asks on Rabbi Shimon that in a case where the first brother who later died married his wife first, and then the living brother married her sister, Kevin iser achos isha l'chayel tizyabin yabumi. Since the iser of a wife's sister did not take effect on the living brother, when the first brother dies, let the living brother do yibum. Rav Ashi answered, iser achos isha misla talibakai. The iser of a wife's sister stands in suspension the entire time. Ipaka iser eshes ach, asi iser achos isha l'chayel, v'hilka chopaka. If the love of a brother's wife is lifted, the love of a wife's sister would take effect. Therefore, the love of a brother's wife is not lifted. Point number two, the Gemara asks whether Rabbi Yossi, who says that the Yavam would be chai for both loving, really holds of Isser Kal al Isser. For it was taught in a Braisa, if one did an Avera, there results in two different methods of execution. The Tana Kama holds that Nidom Bechamura, he's subject to the more severe one. But Rabbi Yossi says, Nidom Bezika Rishona Balav, he is subject to the execution that comes to him from the first attachment. Another Braisa brings the example of a woman who was first his mother-in-law, who subsequently became another man's wife. If he had relations with her, Rabbi Yossi would say that he'd be chayv sreifa, burning, for violating having relations with his mother-in-law. If she had been the other man's wife before becoming his mother-in-law, then he'd be chayv chenek, strangulation, for having relations with a married woman. This seems to prove that Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Isser Chal al Isser. Rivo said Rabbi Yossi does hold that ain Isser Chal al Isser, except in a case of an Isser Mosif, when the second iser is more extensive than the first. For example, when a man marries, his wife's sister becomes prohibited to him, but not his brothers. When one of his brothers marries the sister, then the sister now becomes prohibited to all of the brothers. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds he's chai for both if he has relations with her. The Gemara will refute this explanation. And point number three, the Gemara begins three disputes between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kappara. It was stated, Zar Sheshimesh B'Shabbos, if a non-Kohen served in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, Rabbi Chiya says he's chai twice, once for serving the Beis HaMikdash, and once for being Mechal Shabbos. Whereas Bar Kappara says he's only chayv once as a non-Kohen serving. Each one took an oath and claimed they heard their opinions from Rebbe. Rechi explained that Shabbos was forbidden to all Jews, and Melacha was permitted to Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, a non-Kohen would be chayv twice. Bar Kappara says that when doing Melacha was permitted in the Beis HaMikdash, it was permitted to all. Therefore, the non-Kohen is only chayv for serving the Beis HaMikdash. Two more disputes are brought, and on the next daf, the Gemara will discuss what their melchokasim are based on. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a braisa, ba'aleha, if the Yavam had relations with the Yavama, while his own wife, who was her sister, was still alive, chai v'aleh mishum eishas ach, mishum achos isha, divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds he's chai for violating the iser of a brother's wife and a wife's sister. Rabbi Shimon says, eino chai v'al mishum eishas ach b'avad. He's only chai for violating the iser of a brother's wife. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon holds ein iser kal al iser. One iser does not take effect upon another iser. The Gemara asks on Rabbi Shimon that in a case where the first brother who later died married his wife first, and then the living brother married her sister, came into iser achos isha l'chayel tizyabin yabumi. Since the iser of a wife's sister did not take effect on the living brother, when the first brother dies, let the living brother do yibum. Rav Ashi answered, Isser achos isha misla talibakai. The Isser of a wife's sister stands in suspension the entire time. Ipaka Isser eshes ach, asi Isser achos isha, v'chayel, v'hilka chopaka. If the love of a brother's wife is lifted, the love of a wife's sister would take effect. Therefore, the love of a brother's wife is not lifted. Point number two, the Gemara asks whether Rabbi Yossi, who says that the Yavam would be chai for both loving, really holds of Isser kal al Isser. For it was taught in a braisa, if one did an avera, there results in two different methods of execution. The Tana Kama holds Nidom Bechamura, he's subject to the more severe one. But Rabbi Yossi says, Nidom Bezika Rishona Balav, he is subject to the execution that comes to him from the first attachment. Another Braisa brings the example of a woman who was first his mother-in-law, who subsequently became another man's wife. If he had relations with her, Rabbi Yossi would say that he'd be chayv sreifa, burning, for violating having relations with his mother-in-law. If she had been the other man's wife before becoming his mother-in-law, then he'd be chayv chenek, strangulation, for having relations with a married woman. This seems to prove that Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Isser Chal al Isser. Rivo said Rabbi Yossi does hold that ein Isser Chal al Isser, except in a case of an Isser Mosif, when the second Isser is more extensive than the first. For example, when a man marries, his wife's sister becomes prohibited to him, but not his brothers. When one of his brothers marries the sister, then the sister now becomes prohibited to all of the brothers. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds he's chayv for both if he has relations with her. The Gemara will refute this explanation. And point number 3, the Gemara begins 3 disputes between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kappara. It was stated, Zar Sheshimesh B'Shabbos, if a non-Kohen served in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, Rabbi Chiya says he's chayv twice, once for serving the Beis HaMikdash and once for being Mechal Shabbos. Whereas Bar Kappara says he's only chayv once as a non-Kohen serving. Each one took an oath and claimed they heard their opinions from Rebbe. Rabbi Chiya explained that Shabbos was forbidden to all Jews, and Malacha was permitted to Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, a non-Kohen would be chayv twice. Bar Kappara says that when doing Malacha was permitted in the Beis HaMikdash, it was permitted to all. Therefore, the non-Kohen is only chayv for serving the Beis HaMikdash. 2 more disputes are brought, and on the next daf, the Gemara will discuss what their Melchokasim are based on. All right, so now we go to our Simon daf Lamed base, and our standard Simon is a mad scientist in a lab. So here goes. The mad scientist's strange Isser Chal al Isser radar device pointed at a man's brother's wife, who was his wife's sister, detected an Isser Mosif signal coming from a Zar doing a vote in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Once again, in slow motion. The mad scientist, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Beis. Mad scientist in a lab. The mad scientist's strange Isser Chal al Isser radar device pointed at a man's brother's wife, who was his wife's sister, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa ba'alela, if the Yavam had relations with the Yavama, while his own wife, who was her sister, was still alive, Rabbi Yossi holds that he's chayv for violating the Isser of a brother's wife and a wife's sister. Rabbi Shimon says, Eino chayv ela mishum esh zach bavad. He's only chayv for violating the Isser of a brother's wife. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon holds, Ein Isser chal al Isser, one Isser does not take effect upon another Isser. So the mad scientist's strange Isser Chal al Isser radar device pointed at a man's brother's wife, who was his wife's sister, detected an Isser Mosif signal, which reminds us, the Gemara asks whether Rabbi Yossi really holds of Isser Chal al Isser, for it was taught in a brisa, if one did an aver that results in 2 different methods of execution, the Tanakhama holds, Nidum B'chamura, he's subject to the more severe one. Rabbi Yossi says, Nidum B'zika Rishona Bali Lav. He's subject to the execution that comes from him from the first attachment. This seems to prove that Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Isser Chal al Isser. Rabbi Yavo said Rabbi Yossi does hold that ain Isser Chal al Isser, except in the case of an Isser Mosif, when the second Isser is more extensive than the first. For example, when a man marries, his wife's sister becomes prohibited to him, but not his brothers. When one of his brothers marries a sister, then the sister now becomes prohibited to all the brothers. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds he's chayv for both if he has relations with her. The Gemara will refute this explanation. So the mad scientist's strange Isser Chal al Isser radar device pointed at a man's brother's wife, who was his wife's sister, detected an Isser Mosif signal coming from a Zar doing a vote in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings 3 disputes between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kappara. It was stated, Zar Sheshimesh B'Shabbos, if a non-Kohen served in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, Rabbi Chiya says he's chayv twice, once for serving the Beis HaMikdash and one for being Mechal Shabbos. Whereas Bar Kappara says he is only chayv once, as a non-Kohen serving. Each one took an oath and claimed they heard their opinions from Rebbe. 2 more similar disputes are brought, and on the next daf, the Gemara will discuss whether Melchokasim are based on. So once again, the mad scientist's strange Isser Chal al Isser radar device pointed at a man's brother's wife, who was his wife's sister, detected an Isser Mosif signal coming from a Zar doing a vote in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. All right, now it's time for a 4 Blabat Chazara. Dav Chav Ches. So the Sim Dav Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must be more in Dav Chav Ches. The strong man who did Yibum to one of 2 sisters because the other was an heir to him, though his brother could not do the same. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Dav Chav Vav Amud Aleph had stated that in the case of 2 sisters falling to 2 brothers for Yibum, if one of the sisters is an heir to one of the brothers, then the brother is forbidden to take her, but is permitted to take her sister in Yibum. The Gemara asks why this was taught when we already learned it in the Mishnah Dav Chav Amud Aleph with the case of 2 sisters who fall to 1 brother and one of the sisters is an heir to the Yavam. And the Mishnah states, Achos HaKachi Yavam, Yavimta or Choletzes or Misya Bemis, her sister, who is her fellow Yavama, may either do Chalitza or be taken in Yibum. The Gemara will discuss why the Mishnah needed to repeat it. So the strong man who did Yibum to one of two sisters, because the other was an Ervatuum, though his brother could not do the same, discovered they were daughters born out of wedlock, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said that Rav Chiya's rule applies to all the arayos listed in the first Mishnah, from the case of a mother-in-law and onward, but does not include the first six cases related to daughters and granddaughters. The reason is that this rule could only apply to daughters that were conceived out of wedlock, for then they could be two sisters that were daughters from two brothers from the same woman. And our Mishnah only deals with cases of marriage, not with cases where a woman was violated. So, the strong man who did Yibum to one of two sisters because the other was an heir but to him, though his brother could not do the same, discovered they were daughters born out of wedlock, and that Rabbi Shimon punches his brother from doing Yibum or Chalitza because of Isha Lo'achosa, Lo'si Yikachlitzror. Which reminds Gemara brings a brisa that taught Rabbi Shimon punches both sisters of fault Yibum to one Yavam from Chalitza and Yibum, for the pasuk states, V'Isha Lo'achosa, Lo'si Yikachlitzror. You shall not take a woman in addition to her sister to make them sorrows. This teaches that at the time that two sisters become sorrows to one another by falling to the same man for Yibum, you shall not have a marital bond with even one of them. Dav Chavtes, so the same Dav Chavtes is a cot. So here goes. When the Mufna brother sleeping in the cot, that must be more in Dav Chavtes. When the Mufna brother sleeping in the cot was woken and did mimer with one of two sisters, which reminds us that the next Mishnah brings a machlokes regarding to what degree mimer is considered like a full marriage. The case is when there are three brothers, two of whom were married to two sisters, Ve'echad Mufna, and one is not married. One of the sisters' husbands dies childless, and the Mufna does mimer with the widow, and then the second brother dies childless. So the second sister now falls to Yibum to the Mufna. Be'shamai say, Ishto imo b'hozo teitzim mishumach hazisha. The mimer wife stays with him, and the second sister goes out without Yibum or Chalitza, because she is his wife's sister. But Beis Hillel say he must terminate his mimer wife with a get and Chalitza, and his brother's wife with Chalitza. This is the case in which they say, Oilo al ishto, but oilo al ishas achiv. Woe to him over his own wife, and woe unto him over his brother's wife. This is because the Mufna loses both women. So when the Mufna brother sleeping in the cot was woken and did mimer with one of two sisters, he knew that her sister, who then fell to him for Yibum, did not ask her his mimer wife as Akhuzukukaso. Which reminds of Rabbi Lazar said, do not say that mimer according to Beis Shammai, Kone Kinyan Gamur, is a complete Kinyan of the Yavama, so that if the Yavam wants to send her out, a get is sufficient. Rather, mimer according to Beis Shammai, in a Kone El Litchos, but Sarah Bilvad, does not make a Kinyan except regarding being Doch in the mimer's rival Yavama, which in this case is her sister. Ravashi teaches that Rabbi Lazar said a different version of Beis Shammai, which the Gemara comes to refute. So, when the Mufna brother sleeping in the cot was woken and did mimer with one of two sisters, he knew that her sister, who then fell to him for Yibum, did not ask his mimer wife, as Akos Zukukaso. But he was too sleepy to remember if the mimer was like Nisuan or like Erison, requiring chuppah and her consent. Which reminds Rabba asks, mimer Beis Shammai, Nisuan Oso, Erison Oso, mimer according to Beis Shammai, does it affect Nisuan or does it affect Erison? If it works like Erison, she would require chuppah with her consent. Daf Lamed, so the Simon Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe, that must be more Daf Lamed, Melamed. The Rebbe, whose principal forbade him to discipline his class one moment and realized he wouldn't be able to discipline them forever, which reminds us that if a Yavam's wife's sister fell to him for Yibum once from one brother, which of course he couldn't do, and then again after his wife passed away and her Yavam passed away, Zo Asura Levolamis Hoyo Vanessa Lev Sha'achas. Behold, the sister of his deceased wife is forbidden to him forever, since she was forbidden to him at one time when her first husband passed away and she fell to him in Yibum. So the Rebbe, whose principal forbade him to discipline his class one moment and realized he wouldn't be able to discipline them forever, couldn't stop the boys from throwing paper, who claimed they were playing the Safa Kedushin game. Which reminds us, the fifth Mishnah the Dav states for Kulan, and in all of them, referring to the 15 cases of Arayos listed in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, Shayu behen Kedushin or Gershin b'Safik, Hariyo Atzaros Chotzos v'lot Misyamos. If they were in a state of a Safa Kedushin or Safa Gershin, their Tzaros require Chalitza, since there's a possibility that they're not Tzaros of an Erva, but may not be taken in Yibum, since there's a possibility that they are Tzaros of an Erva. The Mishnah explains that a Safa Kedushin as if the husband who has since passed away had thrown the Kedushin, referring to either money or the shtar, to the erva, and it was a suffix whether it landed closer to him or it landed closer to her. It then gives three examples of what a suffix gerushin is. So the Rebbe, whose principle forbade him to discipline his class one moment and realized he wouldn't be able to discipline them forever, couldn't stop the boys from throwing paper who claimed they were playing the suffix Kedushin game. after he told him the Suffolk Garrison game isn't played like that. Which reminds us, the Gemara notes that the Mishnah did not present a case of a Suffolk Garrison where a get was thrown and it was a Suffolk if it landed closer to him or to her, like it did with a Suffolk Kedushin, which Rashi explains implies that the divorce would not be valid and the Tzara would not even require Chalitza since she's considered a Tzara of an Erva. The Gemara asks, why is divorce different? And Rabbi answered, Isha zo becheskes hetu eshukometis. This woman, referring to the Tzara of the Erva, had a chazaka of one who was permitted to marry anyone after her husband's death. Umasafik atabala osra, and on account of a safik you're coming to prohibit her? Altesren umasafik, do not prohibit her based on a safik. Abaya challenges this answer. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph is the law, and we use a judge as the Siman. So here goes. The Chalitza judge. Judge? That must mean we're Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The Chalitza judge was having a rough day when he gave up trying to determine who died first in a collapsed building, a husband or his wife, who was his niece. Which reminds us, Abaye challenged Rabbi, who said that we do not prohibit a woman who has a chazaka to marry anyone on the basis of a safek. From the case of a mapolis, where a house collapsed on a man and his niece, whom he was married to, and it's not known which of them died first, her tzara does Chalitza and may not be taken in Yibum. So we see from this Mishnah that even though the tzara has a chazaka to marry anyone, she's prohibited to do so without Chalitza, due to a safik. The Gemara gives two answers, the first one being that in the case of divorce, which is a common occurrence, the rabbis decreed that she does not do chalitza since it might lead to yibum. In the case of the mapolis, the collapsed house, which is not a common occurrence, the rabbis did not decree to not do chalitza out of concern it will lead to yibum. So the chalitza judge was having a rough day when he gave up trying to determine who died first in the collapsed building, a husband or his wife, who was his niece, and then had to listen to two sets of witnesses arguing over where a thrown get had landed. Which reminds us, the Gemara attempts to explain the difference between our Mishnah with the case of throwing the Kedushin, which results in a Suffolk, and the case from a Mishnah in Gittin, which deals with throwing a get, which results in a Suffolk, by explaining that in Gittin we're dealing with two sets of witnesses, where one set said it was closer to her, and the other set says it was closer to him. In such a case, it's a Suffolk deraisa. Rashi explains that since there are two witnesses who say it was closer to her, we cannot use the principle of chazaka to resolve the Suffolk for her tzara and release her from chalitza. Our mission is dealing with one set of witnesses where one says it fell closer to her and the other said it fell closer to him, and therefore it is a Suffolk derabanan. The Gemara will successfully refute this answer. So the Chalitza judge, who was having a rough day when he gave up trying to determine who died first in the collapsed building, a husband or his wife, who was his niece, and then had to listen to two sets of witnesses arguing over where a thrown get had landed, while a woman complained in the background about the stress of having two zikas. Which reminds us, it's Melchokas Hanakam Rabbi Shimon, what a woman does if she has two zikas on her, which resulted from one brother doing mimer with her before passing away, and her falling to Yibum to her third brother. The Tanakhama holds that the Pasuk teaches that she cannot do Yibum, since Yibum is only permitted when there is one Zika on her, not two. Rabbi Shimon does not hold that there can be two Zikas. He has a suffolk whether Mimer works completely to make the first widow the first Yavam's full wife, or it does not work at all, in which case the Yavama fell to the Yavam from her first husband. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.